Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, everyone. It is now the 8:30 hour, time for Words of Wisdom, plain and simple. And I'm your host, Diane Adams. It's always an honor and a privilege to be able to go before the people of God with the opportunity afforded to me by God and for you by God, that we could come together in fellowship in the Word of God. God never intended for any of us to have to walk alone, and he honors true fellowship within the body of Christ, the partakers of household of faith. And we are using this time at 8:30 on Wednesday night to come in fellowship and expound on the Word of God together. And I thank God for this. And I thank God for each and every one of you that have taken time out of your busy schedule to come and join us as we prepare our hearts to grow in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And we be able to be great citizens in the kingdom of God here on earth, kingdom building. The Word of God teaches how to build in the kingdom. And I thank him for it. Tonight our lesson is going to be on, really it's a word of encouragement, to hold on, because trouble don't last always. Many times when you're going through, you think it's going to be forever, but trouble doesn't last always, my sisters and brothers. And I'm coming out of the book of 2 Corinthians. I'm going to be in the fourth chapter. We're going to use verses 7 through 10 to expound upon. As always, we play a song, Hallelujah. And once the song is played, and I'm asking that you listen to the message and the song. And then we're going to come back and go to God's throne of grace, where mercy can be found. And the title of the song is Encourage Yourself. And I chose this song because with everything that's going on in this world, and there's a lot, it's really a lot, trials, tribulations, adversity, setbacks, sickness, death, war. There's so much going on, my sisters and brothers. But I come to tell you, help is on the way. Trouble don't last always. And I'm going to play the song, and we're going to come back and go to God's throne of grace.
Sometimes you gotta pat your arm.
How many people are encouraged tonight?
And when the song ended, the man asked, how many people are encouraged tonight? There's so much going on in this world. And, you know, I think many times we have to sit back and relax and look at everything that's happening in the world. But I know a lot of individuals that so much is going on in their lives as well. And as the song said, sometimes you just got to encourage yourself. Sometimes you have to feel what you feel. You got to remember we are human. And as much as we love the Lord and as much as we study, the Bible never told us that because we love the Lord that we wouldn't have trials and tribulations. But it's never what we go through, it's who we go through it with. And as we walk and sometimes feel overwhelmed with the issues of life, and not just the outsiders or the world or the news or the different things going on in different countries, but we are overwhelmed with the issues in our individual life. But I come to tell you tonight, be encouraged. And I'm going to open the mic for Sister Pam, and she's going to bring us to God's throne of grace because mercy can be found. Sister Pam, your mic is open.
Good evening, my sisters and brothers. Today is June the 7th, 2023, and I'll be reading a prayer list. But before I read it, I would like to know if anybody has anybody name that they want to add to the prayer list. Before I read it on tonight, you can press the one button and Minister Diane will open up your mic. If there's anybody want to add anybody's name to the prayer list, you can do it at this time.
Yes, I would like to add my friend Karen Lewis to the prayer list, as well as Yvonne Richardson to the prayer list.
Okay, that's Karen Lewis.
Yes, and Yvonne Richardson.
Okay. Anybody else?
Caller, your number is 504-660. Your mic is open.
I would like to add Pastor Willie Moulton, Sister Carla Williams, Brother and Sister Charlie Harris, Sister Geraldine Jones.
Hold on one second. That's Pastor Willis, you said?
Pastor Willie Moulton.
Willie Moulton.
Yes.
Carla Williams.
Yes.
And what's that third one, brother who? Brother and sister?
Sister Charlie Harris.
Harris?
Yes.
Okay.
Sister Galatia Daniels.
Galatia, you said?
Yes, G-A-L-A-T-I-A Daniels.
Okay.
And Sister Geraldine Jones.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And that's
anybody
a good friend
else?
Of mine, Geraldine Warren. Thank you, Jared.
Geraldine Warren.
And thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. Okay. Okay, if there's no one else, I'm going to read the prayer list.
And before you do that, my sister, before you do that,
yes, ma'am.
I'm so glad that some names were given. You know, in the world that we live in, when people go through so many things, you're having problems with, you know, your family and your friends and your children and other people. And sometimes you say to yourself, well, all we could do is pray for them. I pray that we pray for people. And when you have an opportunity where God has allowed us to have a prayer warrior that prays every Wednesday night and on the first Wednesday of the month and call out the names of those people, we have to realize this prayer is our tool to let God know what's going on and who may need help and ask him to hear your petition. You see, prayer is when we make our petition known unto God and God hears us. And when we come to Bible study like we're doing tonight is when we hear what God has to say to us. You see, that's communication. That's relationship. God wants his people to have a relationship with him. And one of the ways he has given us that we could establish it and grow it is through communication, which is the tool that we have in prayer. If anybody asks you to pray for them, I pray you pray for them. And sometime when people know you on a prayer line, they ask you to ask the prayer line to pray for them. If anybody has any petitions like that from anybody, this is the opportunity to lift that person's name up. And not only is the prayer warrior, Sister Pam, supposed to be praying for this list, we all heard the name. She's going to call the name. We have to ask God. We don't have to call all of the names. But you could say, God, please help the petitions that went forward. Prayer changes things, y'all. Everything that's going on in this world and even in our lives, some of the things we can't control and we can't do nothing about. But we can pray in season, out of season, whenever we feel like. We used to sing when we was little in church, call him up and tell him what you want. They were speaking about prayer. So I thank the names that has gone on. And just as Jesus Christ is sitting at the right hand of his Father interceding on our behalf, we as Christians have to be striving to take on the image of Christ. If Christ is an intercessor, then we should all become intercessors, praying daily for one another. And I thank you. Caller, your number is 504-377. Your mic is open.
Minister Diane, this is Almeida. I would like to add my name to the list.
Hallelujah.
What's your name?
Almeida Taylor, A-L-M-E-D-A. A-L-M-E-D-A.
Yeah, okay, Almeida Taylor.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I got
and
you.
One of my grandsons, Jalon Dawson.
Say that for me.
Jalon, J-O-L-A-N.
Mm-hmm.
Dawson, D-A-W-S-O-N.
Okay, Dawson. Gotcha.
Thank you, Sister Almeida. Caller, your area code is 305. Your mic is open.
Ms. Diane, can you hear me?
Yes, we can, darling. Hey, Brother Isaiah.
Hello, Miss Amazing. I wanted to add two names. It's Sarai Chung family and then Isaiah Mensah's family.
Okay, I didn't get neither one of that. I couldn't understand you, what you were saying.
Sarai Chung family and then
Why?
Isaiah Mensah's family. I can spell it.
Okay, spell it.
Sarai is S-E-R-A-I.
Okay.
And family. And then Chung, her last name is C-H-U-N-G.
Okay. I got Sarai Chung.
And then my name? My name is Isaiah Mensa.
Mensa?
Yep, Mensa. M-E-N-S-A-H.
Gotcha.
And family. Amen.
And I want to thank you, Brother Isaiah. I don't know if you all know or you ever look on the internet, because you guys have been calling direct with me for so long. But on the internet, besides the name of calling in like you guys do, there's a number, which is my personal number for the prayer line. And Isaiah called me one day for prayers, and we connected as brothers and sisters in Christ. And sometimes we talk with one another, and he has called on the line. So, Brother Isaiah, I never had a chance to welcome you, but I want you to know you're welcome, and I'm glad that you are attending. And for those people that's on the line, they got to hear your voice. I have people that's been with me going on 13 years, and some of them call almost just about every Wednesday that, you know, God allows them, and we never heard their voice. So, Isaiah, I thank you, and we got your voice. So when you call and make your comments and stuff, everybody going to know who you are.
I appreciate it. You're awesome. You're amazing. And thank you so much for just you doing these Wednesday calls. It really means a lot.
Thank you, my baby. We have a caller, 225-302. I think this is my daughter, Jada Porter, calling from Florida.
Yes, ma'am. It's me. Thank you. I wanted to add Karen Lewis's son, Micah Lewis, to the prayer list. I'd like to add my two sons, Jarius McClendon and Cameron Oliphant.
Okay, I need you to spell them for those who are funny.
Yes, ma'am. Micah, M-I-C-A-H, last name
Micah
is Lewis.
Okay,
yes,
I got that.
And then Jarius, J-A-R-I-U-S, McClendon, M-C, C-L-E-N-D-O-N.
Okay.
And then Cameron Oliphant, C-A-M-E-R-O-N.
All right.
O-L-I-C-H-A-N-T.
Wait, O-L-I-C-H-A-N-T?
P-H-P as in Paul, H-A-N-T. It's like elephant, only it's Oliphant. I think I'm already on the list.
Jada Porter?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, baby. Gotcha.
Thank you.
All right, Sister Pam, you've been calling Jada Porter name and lifting her up in prayer. And I want y'all to know that Sister Pam labored for this prayer list, not just on Wednesday night. She has taken on the responsibility to lift this list up and call people names and different things like that. So when you feeling down and you don't feel like praying, because at a time in our life we don't feel like praying, but it is so good to know that somebody is praying for you. Sister Pam prays constantly with the list and the prayer warriors. I have another prayer warrior, Lyria Mackey, on the line, and just like Pam is writing the names, she may be writing the names down as well. And she lifts those things up to God. So I just want you to know that God is establishing within us the Wednesday night Bible study, words of wisdom, plain and simple. God is establishing what he wants us to do. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jada.
Yes, ma'am.
Caller, your area code is 516. 809. Your mic is open. I'm sorry, I didn't open it. There you go. 561-809. Your mic is open.
Hello, this is Tri Chung.
I would like if someone can just pray for me and my family, as Isaiah had said. So thank you for having me on the line.
Thank you for joining us.
That was Saraj Chung?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, baby, we got you.
And just like Isaiah, because I got to hear your voice and you lifted up your name, I want to let you know you are welcome. This is a program that God has established for his people. There's no big I's and no little U's. We just come together and do the best that we can with the things of God. We come every Wednesday night at the 8:30 hour. And we're so pleased that you joined us on tonight. And if it's God's will and your desire, you come back. I could see phone numbers in the studio, but I don't see names. So some people have been on, and I see the number, and I know who it is, and that's why I could call your name. But I could call your name because I know you is associated with that number, like Isaiah and different things like that. So again, darling, we're going to lift your family up, not just tonight, but we're going to constantly pray for them. And we ask that you, as well as Isaiah, pray for us because, you know, it's a two-way thing and we can do that because it's important for us to pray for one another. And I thank you for calling in, and I pray that the prayers that you're in need of, that God fulfill all of your needs according to his riches and glory. Thank you, my sister.
Thank you.
Caller, your number is 918-402. Your mic is open. I think this is Irene. Caller, your number is 918-402. Your mic is open. Maybe it was pressed by mistake. So I'll just say it one more time. I think that's Sister Irene. The area code is 918-402. I've opened your mic, and if you would like to speak, you can at this time. Well, it could have been an error. But again, I thank each and every one of you for lifting up names for prayer. I want you to know that prayer changed things. And I want you to know that there's nothing too big or too small that you could pray for. God saying all things through prayer and supplication, we should make our requests known unto him. You got something going on in your life, bring it to God. Because he said he cares for us. He said, bring your burden, because he's a burden bearer. Let him know what's going on, because sometimes he just needs to give you an answer. And he's doing that in your life through the Holy Spirit. So I thank each and every one of you for the names that you have brought and laying them up for the prayer to go forth. And Sister Pam, I open, your mic is still open, and you could come to us the way that God is giving it to you for us in prayer. Thank you.
I just want to give God all praise, all glory and honor right now. We had 20 names added to the list this week and tonight. First name
Amen.
Is Cameron Olympic. Jarius McClendon, Micah Lewis, Isaiah Mensa and family, Sinai Chung, Jalen Darson, Almeda Taylor, Sister Geraldine Jones, Sister Galatian Daniel, Brother and Sister Charlie Harris, Carla Williams, Pastor Willie Moulton, Yvonne Richardson, Karen Lewis, Cheyenne Ford, Glenn Butler, Maddie Trotter, Nelson Johnson, Lil Lionel Mack, Darlene Henderson, Genario and Sheila Ashalis, Nicholas Smiles, Brother Corey, Minister Paula Cloud, Sandra Oliver and Sons, Michael Son, Michael and Ashley, Jace, Gina, Katina Orlando, Maddie Vernado, Minister Diane Adams, families of all those that lost loved ones throughout the year, Brother KJ, Haiti, Sister Mary Jo Pope, Barbara, Jada Porter, Sylvester Daniels, Robin Serenade, Linda Howard, Angel Taylor, Latasha Harlan, Zabrian Williams, Juan Charles, Rogers Lacaze, John McGee, Roderick McGee, Diane McBride and family, and Kathy Hartman. Ooh, I'm just overjoyed tonight. Thank you, Lord. Father God, I come tonight just to give you the glory, all honor, and all praise. Thanking you, Lord, tonight for life. Thanking you, Father God, for affording us this opportunity to come together once again for our Wednesday night Bible study, prayer, and fellowship. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for our sister in Christ, our teacher, our prayer warrior, a woman of God, Minister Diane Adams. Lord, I pray that you continue to use, oh Lord, in ways that only you can. Lord, we come lifting up our brothers and sisters tonight on our prayer list. Father God, we pray that you give them all that they stand in the need for. Father God, we just humbly ask and I pray that you supply them with the comfort, a peace of mind, understanding. Strengthen them, Lord Jesus, where they may be weak. Build them up, Lord, where they may be torn down. Keep them under your precious blood, O Lord. Bless our Bible study and everybody that's listening on tonight. Lord, I ask that you just touch, heal, deliver, and set free. And it's in the sweet, holy name of Jesus Christ I pray. Amen and hallelujah.
Thank you, my sister. And you see, we got to realize, many, y'all know this is not something that happened all the time. I think this is the first time we have had so many callers add names to the list because God is doing this, y'all. You have to realize that God does what he wants, when he wants, how he wants, for who he wants. God bring us from season to season and glory to glory and purpose to purpose. God, I prayed before I came on, and maybe some of you did, and if you didn't, you should pray for our Bible study that the Holy Spirit come in and give illumination and revelation. You know, we have to ask God for the things we want. We don't just, we're supposed to come with a spirit of expectancy. And I am grateful for what God has done on tonight. Can you see the hand of God? You know, can you see the hand of God operating, study on tonight? And I'm going to go ahead and go with the lesson because you came to hear a word from God. And I'm going to skip the introduction because of the time, but I'm going to go to the scripture. If any of you have your Bibles, please turn to the book of 2 Corinthians, the fourth chapter. And I'm going to expound on the three verses that has been posted. And I start with verse 7. It says, we have this treasure in earthly vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. What this scripture is saying is we are earthly vessels. Earthly means dirt, the dust. We came and was created from the dirt. A vessel, an earthly vessel, is a vessel made with clay. You could see, because many times in the Bible they say we are jars of clay, and that's what they mean. But the scripture is telling us that we have a treasure inside of that vessel. You know, many times you could say, great is he that is in me than he that is in the world. You see, it's not so much predicated on the vessel, but it's directing us to understand the treasure that's in the vessel, the Holy Spirit that dwells, that's indwelled inside of us, that leads, guides, protects, and convicts us. In time of need, he comforts us. Hallelujah. It's not so much in a vessel. We put so much sight on what things we can see and things we think we can make happen and things we could straighten out and things we could fix and things and things and things. But it's not more or less predicated on what we can do. But I come to tell you tonight, it's all about what Jesus Christ has done. Jesus Christ died on the cross that all of us could have a chance to the tree of life if we accept him as our Lord and Savior. When Jesus died on the cross and rose from the dead and stayed on earth 40 days revealing himself to people, and he ascended up to heaven, and he's sitting at the right hand of God interceding on our behalf, my sisters and brothers. Still, Jesus is sitting with his Father praying for us. And we don't have to worry because Jesus became the high priest and our intercessor, because Jesus walked the earth for 33 years. He know our infirmities. He know how it feels to be denied. He know how it feels to be considered less than. Like they would say, oh, that's Joseph boy, the carpenter's son. Jesus knew how he came to share love, and all he got was hate. Have I touched anything going on in anybody else's life? Jesus knew these things. So, you know, when you're going through, and he tell the Father, I understand what they're going through. Sometimes God is not, you know, this or that. So we have an intercessor. And I'm saying that to tell you it's not so much predicated on you, but it's all predicated on what he has done and what he's able to do and what he has promised to do. You know, all of our goodness, which is righteousness, hallelujah, comes from God. You see, we could never be righteous enough to stand before God, because God is pure righteousness. And as we are in this earthly vessel, this jar of clay that we are made of, and I like to call it a flesh suit, but when we are in this flesh suit, hallelujah, and we are doing things we think we could do. And there's so many people got it twisted that they could be good enough to save themselves, that they study enough, that they give enough, that they teach enough, that they preach enough. None of that works or deeds can produce righteousness, because you see, it has to be the righteousness of God. Now, can you imagine doing, saying, acting well enough to be lined up in the area of righteousness with God. I don't know about you, but it's first of all, it's very humanly impossible. So this scripture is just telling us, my sisters and brothers, it's not about the vessel, you and I, but it's all about the gift that God has given us with the indwelling of his Spirit, the Holy Spirit that lives in us. You see, because the Spirit of God, operating by God's power, is the one that protects you from danger seen and unseen. The Spirit of God that operates by the hand of God is the one that's working all things out together for your good. You see, the Spirit of God, which is the treasure inside of the vessel, us, that helps us to move and to be all that we could be. Everything that's happened in our lives, the good, the bad, and the unsatisfactory, is all by God's grace, all things through Christ Jesus. So you got to put your sight on not what you could do. And I'm not telling you not to try and continue to be the best you could be. But don't ever think you can line up. There are people that believe they have arrived. But I come to tell them tonight, you haven't arrived, because it's not a destination. It's a journey. You don't get to read the Bible, the 66 books one time, put it away and think you have mastered it, because there's mysteries that you won't even know anyway until Jesus comes back. And if the Holy Spirit, that treasure inside of this vessel, don't illuminate and revelate the true meaning of the Word of God to you, you won't know it. So we have to learn to give credit where credit is due. We have to learn that there is no condemnation from God for those who love, who accepted his Son. We have to stop condemning ourselves. Now, I don't want you to get it messed up. Yes, you're supposed to continue to grow. Yes, you're supposed to try to be the best you could be. Yes, you want to get closer to God. And that's your journey, not your destination. So you're going to be, you should have those desires until Jesus come back. But you got to really realize that all of our hope is in God, in his mercy, his grace, his long-suffering, and most of all, his love for us, his children. God said, okay, I got this. I am the shepherd, and you are my sheep. A shepherd takes care of a sheep wholeheartedly. He said, that's what I'm doing for you. He said, yes, I am the potter, and you are my clay. And I have you on the wheel, and you're spinning, getting to, as Jeremiah 29:11 said. He said, I know, you know, when someone puts something on a table to make pottery, in their mind, they have an intended idea of what they want that pottery to be. And plenty of times it has a function, and they want to know how to create it, that the function that is going to perform, hallelujah, y'all, is going to work out together for the good. So the potter have an intended purpose for that lump of clay that's on the wheel. He has an intended purpose, and he has an expected end. And it is God that is working that out in us. We just have to cooperate. I want to tell you tonight before I go to the next one, and we know the time is there, but God is just giving me what he wants me to say. And I don't know if y'all can really believe it, but I know it because I know it. But God wants us to learn how to rest in what he has already done. There's so many Christians and churchgoers that feel defeated over and over and over. They do one thing wrong where the Bible already tells us we all fall short of the glory of God. God has given us eternal life. And once we accepted his son Jesus, treasure inside of his vessel has signed and sealed and waiting to deliver us into the hands of God. And no one can break that seal, y'all. Yes, you may do wrong. It don't take your salvation. Because the sins that you do in the flesh on this earth, the consequences for those sins is going to be collected in the flesh here on earth. Got it? God took away your sins. The consequences belong to you. That's your penalty. You have consequences for the sin, but you don't have the sin. And if anybody needs to say a little more with that when it's over, we can. And I could keep going on and on and on and on with this one verse, but we have two more. And the second verse says, this is the part I love. It made me decide to do this, and God is taking it where he wanted to go, and I'm just grateful. It says, we are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed. Anybody feel perplexed or distressed? Anybody feel troubled? They say we troubled, but we not distressed. Yes, we are perplexed, but we not in despair. Come on, y'all. And those that maybe get in despair so bad and don't reel and can't hold on the word of God, they may commit suicide. But we here, we never, no matter what we went through, we didn't commit suicide. So yeah, we had trouble. But we wasn't distressed. We are perplexed, but we not despaired. This scripture, y'all. And number 9 say, we were persecuted. Anybody ever been persecuted? It says, but not forsaken. You know, God promised that he'll never leave us nor forsake us. So no matter what you're going through, and sometimes we go through trials in our lives where we figure God is not listening. You know, you might feel you done did too much wrong and you done backslid so far that God can't hear. But God say, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. And the scriptures say we are persecuted but not forsaken because God have never and will never ever leave his child. God is not walking away from us. We are walking away from him. So understand that. And when you are going through and sometimes you don't feel like praying and you talking to God, but you can't hear his voice. I heard somewhere, and it was in a song. It say, even when you can't hear God's voice, just continue to trust his plan because he's God, and yes, he do understand. And the last part of the scripture say, we are cast down, but we are not destroyed. That's enough to shout about. And if God say, we are not, we are not, we are not, because he is providing provisions that we don't. Come on, y'all. You see, we all fall down, but we get up. Many times we feel that we are out at the end of our rope, which for some can lead to suicide. I'm telling you tonight, that's just a trick of the devil. The word of God lets us know that we are never at the end of our hope, even though there may not be no more rope, if we have Jesus in our lives. No matter what's going on in your life tonight, there is hope. if you faint not. So I come to tell you, as the song sung earlier said, be encouraged, sisters and brothers. There are so many times and so many things going on in the world today that we feel overwhelmed and at other times defeated. We may ask ourselves what this thing called life is all about. I don't know about you, but I have had those moments. What is it all about? I try and I don't get nowhere, and there's so much injustice, and it's just so much. Because sometimes the more you try, the harder it gets. Some people that think that being a Christian is supposed to be evil, but there's no doctrine based on such. You see, in James 1, 2, and 3, it says, my brother, count it all joy when you fall into divers of temptation, knowing that the trying of your faith worketh patience. We all face trials, tribulation, and adversity. But when. It has been said, must Jesus better cross alone and all the world will go free. I come to tell you tonight that there's a cross for everyone. And yes, it's a cross for you and a cross for me. You see, Luke 9 and 23 says, and he said to all, if anyone come after me, let him deny himself, take his cross daily, and follow me. People often say, God, don't put more on you than you could bear. And that's not even what the scripture says. So tonight I'm going to give you what the scripture says. 1 Corinthians 10:13 says, no temptation. Now, temptation, I don't know if it's in Hebrew or Greek or whatever it is. Temptation at many times means the same thing as trials. So when they say no temptation, it throws some people off about just being tempted by the devil. But his temptation can also mean trials. They say no temptation has seized you except what is common to man. He said, what has come upon you? Any trial. You lost a child? You're not alone. Your mother died at an early age? You're not alone. Your husband gone to jail? You're not alone. Come on, y'all. Nothing that can happen to you. It's not common to man, meaning that somebody has already happened to somebody else. But God is faithful, and he will not let us be tempted beyond what we can bear. But when you are tempted, he will also provide a way for so you can stand up under it. Do you believe it? And I'm going to tell you, you got to believe it to achieve it. This lets us know that nothing that is or has happened to you has not already happened to someone else, because you got to remember there's nothing new under the sun. Nothing. Satan wants you to make you have a pity party. Why me, Lord? Why not you? How could you let this happen to me? I paid my tithes. Why am I going through this? Because I go to church on Sunday. That's words and deeds. That's why I said earlier, the treasure is in the vessel that does the work. There's a scripture in Philippians 2 and 13 that said, it is God that working in us to willing to do his good pleasures. It is God working in us. We are nothing in and of ourselves. We are clay. Jar. This lets us know that nothing that can happen has already happened. You see, when we endure situations that are used to mature us, see, sometimes God even orchestrates things in our lives to mature us. Sometimes it's to get your attention. And when we remember Job, sometimes it's only a test. God always provides the resources to overcome these difficult times. When you place your trust in him, and yes, he may not come when you want it, but he's an on-time God. God will never fail. So tonight, be encouraged. Stop feeling like the Lone Ranger. If we study the lives of people in the Bible who follow God, we see why. And we see that it wasn't always easy. Be encouraged, because we will see what God has for you. It's for you. But I want you to learn. I have learned that the work that God has for you to do is for you. So that's being obedient and being a servant, which we were created to be. You see, I'm sure that there were many times when Joseph in the book of the Bible had to encourage himself, and he did it by faith. You know, Joseph was sold to the Egyptians by his brothers. Y'all remember Daniel was placed in a lion's den. The Hebrew boys was placed in a fiery furnace. John the Baptist's head was cut off. And oh, my Jesus, who knew no sin, was beaten beyond recognition, hung on a cross by nails that they placed in his hands and his feet. He was then buried in a borrowed tomb. You know, when I first heard that, I thought he was in a borrowed tomb because, you know, he didn't have a lot of money and keep money. But he was, why they say that so strongly in the scripture, he was buried in a borrowed tomb because he wasn't going to stay there. He was buried in a borrowed tomb. He borrowed it, but he didn't want it forever. So it was a loan for that period of time. Matter of fact, 3 days. But on the third day, he rose with all power in his hand. And I come to tell you tonight, because he lives, no matter what you're going through, you could face tomorrow. Because he lives, shake off all of your doubts and fears. And you got to know, he holds your future, and life is worth the living because he lives. Can you believe it tonight, y'all? Be encouraged when you don't understand why something is happening to you. If you look at Job, he lost his houses, all of his riches, his cattle, and his children, all in one day. Yet he still chose to praise God. Now, I'm telling you some of the things that happened to the heavy hitters with God. God's people, his chosen people, the ones he loved, his children, just like us. And he brought them through, and he'll do the same for you. We encouraged by the praise. We are encouraged by our praise in the midst of the storm. Joseph said in Job 13 and 15, though he slay me, yet I will trust him, but I will remain my own way before him. Job's wife told him to cuss him and die. Joseph recognized that everything he had in his life came from the hand of God, and he was only a steward. Oh, I lost this, I lost that, I lost that. It don't belong to you. We are stewards waiting for our master to come home. You see, if God chooses to take away everything from him, then who was Job to complain or question the wisdom of God? He never gave up on God because he knew God would never give up on him. So do you know that, my sisters and brothers? That should be enough to carry you over the troubled waters. Do you realize that God will never leave you nor forsake you? Do you understand that no matter what you're going through, God's grace is sufficient. So you have to allow God to be all that you need in these trying times. Nothing's taking God by surprise. And God know where you are right now. Right now, this very second. And he's pleased with you. Because you belong to him. He's your heavenly father. And you're his child. And that's our lesson for tonight. Anybody would like to add anything, any questions, comments, or concerns? Now, I'm going to do something different that I never did because I have so many mics that press the one button. When I'm in the studio, if a one button is ever pressed, I can't ask you to press it again because I won't be able to see it. It wouldn't illuminate. So I'm going to open the mic of everybody. Everybody. Well, I won't do that, but I'll open the mic, and if you wanted to say something, you can, because you can't prompt me. Caller, your number is 504-460. If you would like to say anything else about tonight, you can. Caller, your number is 504-377. Your mic is open if you would like to say something. If not, I'll close it. Caller, your number is 225-302. Your mic is open.
Hey, Mark. Yeah, I would like to say something tonight. I had a really, really bad day at work today, and I haven't had one of those in a long time that came really close to pulling me out of the character that I know God has created me to be. And it was funny because I was sharing with my neighbor, who is also a Christian, that, you know, all the things that I wanted to say to this lady that were in my mind that I didn't vocalize, that I wanted to say so bad, that I probably will be moving back to Louisiana because I'd be fired. But nevertheless, I didn't. But this really encouraged me because I was still, until I heard that song, I was still very, very angry. I was still very bitter because it was such a really tumultuous situation. And I'm just grateful. Because I usually take my medicine and it makes me sleepy, so sometimes I can't call in. But I knew that I needed to call in tonight, and that's the reason why I needed this word on tonight, not just to request prayer for the young men in my life, but to hear the words of encouragement based on what God has said to do. And I'm grateful for that. So thank you.
Thank you, my daughter. I thank God for you as well. Thank you. And I was only opening a mic because you can't prompt me again. Call it, area code 516-9809. If you would like to say something, you can. Amen, amen, amen. And that's our Bible study for tonight. So at this time, we'll have our benediction.
Benediction tonight is coming from 2 Peter 3:18, but grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be glory, both now and forever. Amen.
Amen. Thank you again, Sister Pam. Thank each and every one of you who have came on the line tonight. If it's God's will, your desire, we'll meet back on next Wednesday night. And I thank God openly for what he has done in this Bible study on tonight. And remember, we have to continue to pray for one another. Everybody go and be blessed. And I pray that God continue to bless each and every one of us real good. So until next Wednesday night, I can say see you later. Good night.